Just feel that beat and sing it. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
Well, Erling Haaland continues to set more records for Manchester City as they progress to the quarterfinals of the Champions League with an 8-1 aggregate win over RB Leipzig. The Norway international joins Lionel Messi as the only player to score 5 times in a knockout game. Haaland could become the first to get 6 goals in a match in the competition's history, but boss Pep Guardiola says he needed to bring him off before that happened.
If he achieved this milestone that the record with 22 years old, will be boring his life. So now have a target to do it in the future, here and everywhere. So that's why I make a substitution. I didn't know it was with Messi, with Leo, it happened against Leverkusen. They told me in the flash interview.
Weather.
Dry, bright and cloudy across the county with temperatures on your Big Drive Home reaching 9 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thanks, Stevie.
Thanks.
Good football and everything, all the football knowledge.
5 goals, Haaland's.
I know
we're not talk sport. I know we're not.
No.
But that was unbelievable. He scored 5 goals and then come up in the 60th minute. Just like, oh, cheers, guys. He was gutted. But what I loved is he reacted well. He didn't, like, throw his toys out the pram and say, I want to score a double hat-trick. Although he obviously wants to beat Messi's record, he understands that his boss says, no, I need to rest you.
Yeah.
How old is he? 22.
22 years old, yeah.
What?
I mean, put it this way. Put this into perspective. Tom's 22, and he can just about make a cup of tea. Like, and Haaland is, like, one of the best footballers in the world.
I could do that.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could.
Easy. Essex. Are you ready for Friday payday? Come on! £1,000. Friday payday is here. 3, 2, 1, go. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, it's Wednesday on the Big Drive Home, and Erling Haaland couldn't do what you do here every day, and he knows that.
Nah, yeah.
Radio Essex.
It's H and Ed Sheeran with My G. It's a lot of letters in that song. It's H and G.
So two.
Yeah, two letters. It's almost like the A to the music we'll do later on. It's similar. It's called My G. Before that, Lewis Capaldi, Forget Me. In a decade where the world has faced a global pandemic.
Yes.
A rising the cost of living. Actually, can we have some more serious music? Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Don't get more serious than this.
Yes. It's the X Factor, isn't it?
Scott Robinson! Rachel Adadeji!
In a decade where the world has faced a global pandemic and a rise in the cost of living, a man in the US claims he's encountered another crisis to add to the mounting list of problems facing our species.
Oh, no.
His name's Amin, and he's suing a restaurant chain Buffalo and Wild Wings for false and deceptive marketing after claiming their boneless wings are actually just chicken nuggets.
No.
Yeah.
genius.
He's filed his lawsuit at a district court in Illinois. And he purchased the wings at a restaurant in Illinois in January. And he added he was under the impression he was buying deboned wings because of their description on the menu. Deboned wings. However, his lawsuit states, unbeknownst to the plaintiff, and other consumers, the products are not wings at all, but instead just slices of chicken breast meat. Deep fried to make them look like chicken wings.
Imposters.
A Twitter post on the official Buffalo Wild Wings account has resurfaced in the face of this, and they've said, it's true. Our boneless wing are all white meat chicken. Our hamburgers contain no ham, and our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo. So, just you're sitting there worried about the electric bills. There are bigger problems out there.
So much
bigger problems out there. Yeah. So that's the biggest news story we could find today.
I mean,
the music might be a bit over the top.
No, I know. I think it fits perfectly.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I don't like to over ham it up.
Don't ham it up, mate.
And I'm not using real ham. It's just a saying. Yeah, that's the biggest news story today. If you've got a bigger news story, I've got the music. Let me know this bit. Yeah, we could use this bit of the music.
We'll bring the music, you bring the story.
You bring a story. Something bigger than that has happened to you today. Just grab us on the app. And let's all calm down with some Keon DeCrow. Here's Keon DeCrow.
I'll be waiting.
We have reason to play the music. A couple of people got in touch with how their day's going. John in the Denji, we spoke to John yesterday on the show around this time, and he mentioned that he knew a tree screamer.
He did.
I didn't know what one of them was. Let's cross over to John in the Denji right now.
Breaking news, I have found the Denji tree screamer. speaking to this thing. okay, right. Can you do your thing? The Denji tree screamer.
If anyone's near the Denji, if they could pop in and check on Joe, that would be useful.
John. Yeah just make sure he sits up to take his tablets and everything will be fine.
Lucy in Shrewsbury says, I know this is a huge story for you, Chris and Scott. I spilled my coffee this morning. I was raging.
Oh, my God. Shut the front door.
Ben on Canvey, my huge story was I've had a flat tyre today. What?
That is not good.
I'm also there, Ben. I've been at a tyre place today, had my tyres done, to then find out I've got a leak.
What do you mean a leak?
A leak in the alloys. It's where all the air's going.
Oh, that's not
so
good.
So I've had my tyres done. It still hasn't fixed it yet, so... But there you go. So everyone's having tyre problems as well. We'll leave that music. It's quite dramatic.
Yeah.
18 minutes after three, Big Drive Home. Latest on the roads coming up as well. We get the weekend on for you. Teaming up with Ariana Grande for a song originally hit in...
2016.
Good knowledge. Die For You, the remix on the way.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us on. It's Chris and Scott Wednesday afternoon as we get midway through the week. Tonight, weather-wise, bad rain continuing through the night, down to 5 degrees. It's been a gorgeous day today. A bit like that tomorrow as well. Bit of rain first thing in the morning, but early clearing, leaving dry, sunny spells and highs tomorrow up to 13 degrees for Thursday. Good way to get ready for the weekend. Luis Fonsi and Justin Bieber's Despacito coming up after the weekend. And Ariana Grande, his Die For You. Something in Spanish.
Despacito.
It's 3:30. Big Drive Home for Wednesday. Hope you're doing okay. Thank you very much for all your big news stories today. Music one more time.
Yeah.
Julie says, how's my day going? I've just found out there's no buffalo in buffalo wings. Next you'll be telling me there's no vegans in a vegan burger. I noticed the other day in a big news story, the pigs in blankets are not actually blankets.
What?
It's just more pig. Maria says, what's my news today? My huge news today is I learned that Chris can do an amazing impression of the X Factor voice. Ha ha.
Oh, he's so good at it, he never does it.
Rebecca Adadeji!
Rachel
Adadeji!
Do Ollie Murs.
Rebecca Ferguson was
that's
another
it,
one.
That's the one.
Ollie Murs!
That's the best one. That's incredible.
Thank you very much. Sandy Malden says, my big news today is something I know you can't do because you don't do birthdays, Nat.
No.
I don't know. Don't try and sneak a birthday.
Cut the music,
this.
Chris. Cut the music. I'm not doing that. Can't make it.
I don't know if we don't mention it a lot on the show. We don't do birthdays.
No.
Because we've been told by our boss in our little programming meeting when they sit and listen to the show, which is always a fun time.
Yeah.
My highlight of the week.
I love it.
They listen to all the links of the show. They go, oh, everything sounds great. You two sound great. You sound like you get on well, which is amazing because obviously we don't. But they always say, don't do birthdays because no one cares about an individual. Somebody's birthday today, there's 100,000 people listening to you that don't care. Because yeah,
it's not their birthday.
So, Sandy and Malden, we would love to make a massive song and dance about the fact it's your birthday and maybe do a little happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Sandy and Malden.
Happy birthday to you.
But we can't, so we won't be able to mention that for you, Sandy, unfortunately, because we don't do the birthdays. It's not a big thing we do.
Go,
Because you've said on the message you're 32 years old today. Unfortunately, at 32 you should know by now that no one cares about your birthday.
Yeah, so we're not
stop making a song
birthday.
And dance about it.
We can't spend what's been 2 minutes 41 seconds talking about your birthday, knowing full well that no one else will care about your birthday.
And knowing that the boss is listening, because he was up about 10 minutes ago.
He was, yes. We've got a boss in the building, so we definitely can't mention your birthday today. Otherwise, Tom...
I get in trouble.
You get in trouble. Producer Tom gets into a lot of trouble, so that's why we don't make a big song and dance about somebody's birthday.
Because, Tom, we don't want to get you in trouble, mate.
Yeah, you guys don't want to get me in trouble.
No way. No.
You wouldn't do that to me.
No. And
why would you do that to me?
From every time we get a birthday in and we make a big song and dance about the fact we don't do the birthdays...
Yeah.
And there's no panpipes or anything. You know, we don't go over the top with the birthdays... You then don't get into trouble for us not mentioning Sandy and Malden's birthdays, 32 today, because we wouldn't want to do that, because, you know, and all that birthday music,
it's my birthday,
yeah,
it's
it would just be annoying. So.
Thank you for not mentioning it.
You're welcome. We wouldn't want to.
Yeah. Why would we do that to you, Tom?
Why would you do that to me?
We like and respect you, Tom.
Yeah. Wouldn't do it. All right, let's carry on with the show. Sandy and Malden, have a great Wednesday. It's Radio Essex, the 1975, and I'm in love with you. It's 10 to 4, Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott. We're here till 6 tonight. Got to say hello to Jack. He's working.
Have you now got to say hello to Jack?
Yeah, it's just a random shout-out.
Yeah?
I'm just
yeah,
doing
on.
A random shout-out.
You allowed to do them, are you?
Yes.
You're not allowed to do birthdays.
Listening to the show.
Right, yeah.
All right, Jack, he works at Wheelmasters Essex.
Does he?
They're based on the Lower Park Road in Wickford. if you know the area.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of good
this
things.
This has got nothing to do with the fact I mentioned earlier that I had a slight hairline crack in my hat.
No, no.
What are you thinking?
We haven't made a couple of phone calls, have
nothing
we?
About
no.
it.
No.
No. I didn't just ring up Wheelmasters of Essex to get my wheels sorted out. In the background, heard Miley Cyrus and thought, they're listening to us. They dropped my name in the conversation.
Well, no, he dropped your name.
Where
actually,
he can tell it was me because it's because the voice and that, the radio. And then, I'm going to see him tomorrow. So I thought I'd just give him a shout out to help.
Do you know what I love? Hello, Jack. The potholes around here, I'll probably see you in a couple of weeks.
For those companies now, tyre companies, alloy companies, if anyone's working at a tyre company, I'll ask Jack tomorrow. You must just be getting so many people coming in now because of the potholes. They are everywhere. Some of those ones out in Wickford, when you go out to the A130, what's that road through? You know what I mean.
It's,
no, but it's like craters. They're not.
Yeah.
They're like craters.
Yeah, but what it is.
Runwell, that's what I'm thinking of. Runwell.
What it is Jack goes out with a little pitchfork.
Jack from the wheel company.
And just breaks all the roads and then he goes, oi, hello.
Oh, here comes Chris.
He'll be back next week, mate.
Jack, yeah, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. That's awesome. Right, it's Chris has got Big Drive Home. You've got another wild thought I want to run past you because I don't know if you remember doing this one, but it's a wild thought which you left on Tom's answer phone message over the last couple of weeks. So I'm gonna come back on that
okay.
next. I won't forget because it's a biggie. I'm not sure where your mind is on this one.
I'm never sure where my mind is.
We'll find out. After Anne-Marie and Sad, Big Drive Home, Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex with Anne-Marie. Being a sad
person.
Yes, that's probably what it says. It's Radio Essex.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's get another one of your wild thoughts.
Excellent, I love these.
Scott, every now and again, sends a random wild thought over to young producer Tom here.
Yes, he does.
And
mostly in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night, half two in the morning. Must be an emergency. No, it's Scott.
Yes.
Okay, so this one came through. Give me a rough time.
I reckon probably about half 11.
Half 11 at night.
Sunday.
Yeah, you work at half 11 on Sunday night, do you?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. People listening to the show will know this is a 7 day a week, 24 hour a day planning session.
Yeah. I have literally no idea what you're going to play because I don't remember sending this message.
Okay, let's have a listen then.
I've literally got the best dad joke ever invented for the show today. I mean, I've got nothing else, just one dad joke, that's all I've got. But it's worth it. It's definitely worth it.
Listen to my voice.
Are we not going to hear the joke? You've got the joke in your head.
Give me a second. Okay. Maybe play that.
I'll just play it again, because if we could all just imagine that Scott actually earns quite decent money working here, which is true. All he has, in his own words.
I've literally got the best dad joke ever invented.
This bit.
For the show today.
Here we go.
I've got nothing else.
Nothing
just
else.
One dad joke.
So, for all the pennies that he earns, he comes to work with one dad joke.
Yeah.
And that's the level of input on the show from Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what you've got...
Wow.
But what you've got to think of, right, is... So I tell a funny dad joke.
Yeah.
Right? And then other people may be sending their dad jokes.
Oh, I
see. And it creates content.
So instead of us coming up with the content, we hand it over to you guys.
Why not? They're part of the show.
It's your show.
Right.
Your show. It's not even our show. It's your show.
Right. So...
Unless you want a birthday. Then.
1 second. Just give me 10
seconds. I want to hear this joke.
Yeah. Just saying it in my head.
Is it rude?
No.
Okay.
It's not, right?
Right, go on. What is it?
Right. What do you call a dog that can do magic?
Okay, what do you call a dog that can do magic? I have no idea. Stevie, any idea in the newsroom? You're a journalist. What do you call a dog that can do magic?
This is on social media, isn't it? Is this something?
I would have seen this. Yeah.
Oh, this is something everybody's seen.
Let's have a...
What do you call a dog that does magic?
Right.
Bouncer from Neighbours.
No, right. It's... This is so
Ashley
silly.
Ashley Pudsey.
No, this is so
silly. Done magic.
You call it a labracadabra doodle.
Is that it?
Come on. A labracadabra doodle. And you say I don't earn my money.
No, that was good. That was worth every penny of the hundreds of thousands of pounds. That's brilliant. So you're looking for basically ridiculous dad jokes.
Beat that.
Ridiculous dad jokes. A1400. Put the word Essex in front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. News and travel next at 4.
And Glastonbury organisers have updated their lineup poster, apparently in response to criticism from one of its headliners. Lana Del Rey, who tops the bill on the other stage, was apparently upset about how far down the list her name was. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. The Lana Del Rey story. So she's upset because her name's too far down the lineup. Yep. How far down the lineup is she? Who's above her? Elton John.
Tom had it on his screen there.
Yeah, go on, Tom.
I just found the updated one because I was just curious.
So if anyone missed the news, Lana Del Rey's upset and has sort of put in a complaint that she's a little bit too far down the lineup.
Yes, but also this plays into the fact that they have come under criticism for not having any like massive female headliners across any of the days. Like usually they would have a bit of, you know, Dolly Parton or Beyonce, Amy Winehouse. They've had huge headliners in the past and not this year.
So who's down there, Tom?
So she's on the same row as Lewis Capaldi, which you'd expect to be quite a high up row.
Yeah.
But it's in the middle.
Oh.
It's right in the middle. And she's below Churches, Central C, Cat Burns,
Central
Becky Hill.
C.
Yeah.
Central C.
H, Alt J, Carly Rae Jepsen.
All the letters. Yeah. H, J.
I would be cheesed off if I was her.
I'd be upset.
Yeah,
there's a union now. It's been set up by Sue, Scott and John. Similar about where they fit in the lineups.
To be fair, we've had something similar, right?
Yeah.
So I'm the only person that doesn't have a picture in the office. Everybody else has their like...
You did leave.
Yeah.
So I think that's why.
So we were talking about it this morning and Sue from sales was like, where would we put your picture? And I was like, I think we should just get a big massive one and stick it right in the middle of everybody. But they kind of go down on a wee sliding scale. So I haven't even made the list. So
well, Lana Del Rey would be high up in our list of stars.
Essex. Are you ready for Friday payday? £1,000 Friday payday is here. This is Radio Essex, the hits music station.
We play the hits.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Okay, we are here. Big drive home for Wednesday. Sam Smith and Calvin Harris get us underway this hour. I'm not here to make friends.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Dua Lipa, Elton John and Cold Heart. It's Radio Essex. It's Chris and Scott for a Wednesday. Scott's talking about dad jokes earlier on. And do you want to repeat your dad joke? It was legendary.
I thought it was good.
It's good.
What do you call a dog that does magic?
I don't know. What do you call a dog that does magic?
Labracadabradoodle.
Beautiful. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. So it's a wild thought that Scott had over the weekend, and it always turns into quite a good texter. So we've now got a load of dad jokes in on the text. Les in a digger says, dad joke, don't like German sausages. Don't like German sausage jokes. They're the worst.
It's
very clever. Aretha says, why is it so cheap to throw a party at a haunted house? Because the ghosts bring all the booze.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Deb says, oh, don't make me say his name. Deb says, Jeremy Hunt. The real ale is warm, but the tax duty is frozen. He's a brilliant public speaker, but terrible at jokes, says Debs. That's done, finished, phew. Gary B says, finally, it's my time to shine. What's the best cheese to coax a bear from its cave?
I don't know.
Camembert. Camembert. Oh, I see, yeah. I see, I understand now. What's the best cheese to blindfold a horse with? Mascarpone.
That's no right. That's good. That was good. Very good.
I'm here all week, says Gary. What is Aaron from West Eastwood mean?
So what he's saying is, because of my joke, I said, what does the dog... So his joke, and I think it's brilliant.
Go on, do it, yeah.
It would be, what would you call a dog that does magic?
Yeah.
Paul Spaniels.
Paul Spaniels is brilliant.
He's very good. That's not the one I heard, but it's very good.
Okay, and Chris's joke is, my wife got a speeding ticket just now.
What, have you heard the joke about butter?
No.
No, I'm not going to spread it.
It's Radio Essex, Friday Runnings and Weekends. Scott's Wild Thoughts this week is all about dad jokes. I've done a bit of comedy myself, so not on the same level as this guy.
Unbelievable, mate.
No,
unbelievable, mate.
But I've done a little bit of stand-up.
You have?
I remember telling people about the time I lost my job in the bank. On the first day, because a woman asked me to check her balance and I pushed her over. I remember that, like it was yesterday.
Very good.
Took a job. That's not even a dad joke, it's actually a really good joke. Dad says to the kid, what's the lion and the witch doing in the wardrobe? It's none of your business. That come from Spring Chicken, thank you very much. When I was a kid, my dad got fired from his job as a road worker for theft. I refused to believe it. He wouldn't do such a thing. When I got home, the signs were all there.
Right, you got that spin one.
Any on the text?
Well, you owe Gary an apology.
Why?
He says, Chris, you murdered my camembert.
Yeah, it's a camembert.
Yeah.
The problem is with the radio is, I know it's camembert because I've had it and I like it, but when you read it and you're reading it word for word and you're dyslexic,
yeah,
you just go, camembert. And then you realise in your head, you go, that's not what it's called, camembert. I know what it's called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the mascarpone, right?
You did, you did.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, thank you very much for all of these. Keep them coming in, 81400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. You got more?
I've got a really good one. That joke, here we go. It was, why was the baker's hands brown?
I don't know. Why was the baker's hands brown?
Because he needed a poo.
Actually, that's more.
It's so juvenile, but brilliant. Aaron from Eastwood.
Just paid £200 for a belt. Doesn't fit. What a huge waste.
Hey!
Tom Grennan. And here, 428. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Scott's Wild Thought this week was all about dad jokes, so we're getting loads of those in. Thank you very much for that. Accidentally handed my wife a glue stick instead of a chapstick. Still not talking to me.
Perfect.
That's a great one. Thank you, Pete. We're getting quite a lot in there, aren't we?
Yes, which means that my wild thoughts worked.
Yeah, it did work. Your wild thought did work. I was cooking a Hawaiian pizza last night, but I burnt it. I probably should have put it on a lower temperature. That's good. Chris, you murdered my camembert joke. Yeah, I know, sorry. Yeah, we've explained that. Yeah, loads on there. Thank you very much for those. And I think it just cheers everyone up a little bit and makes us think about, you know, less important things like electricity bills and Jeremy.
Do you know there's no headache tablets in the jungle?
Why is there no headache tablets in the jungle?
The parrots see them all.
Oh, I've actually got a thing that does that.
Cheers, Gary.
There it is. Thank you very much, Gary. Gary spent a lot. Gary B.
He's living his best
off
life.
The 031. He spent pretty much most of his afternoon getting in jokes. So.
Yeah, if you're meant to be working, Gary, you haven't done anything for about an hour.
Yeah, get to it. Hello, Radio Essex.
What do you call a magician that's lost his magic?
I don't know. What do you call a magician who's lost his magic?
Ian.
Ian.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Hang on, Tom's going to explain it to us. This will be a first.
If you get rid of magic from magician, you're left with Ian.
Oh! That's very good. That's very good.
Yeah, now we get
probably
it.
Better written down. Radio Essex came here for love. Chris and Scott on the big drive home, wrapping up the jokes for tonight. We'll have a nice bit of music for this because I think this is good jokey music. Gary B, an answer if you know the answer to this.
Okay.
How'd you get four elephants in a mini?
With difficulty.
No, two in the front, two in the back.
I don't get it.
Four elephants in a mini, two in the front, two in the back.
They wouldn't fit.
It's not part of the joke. How'd you know when there's eight elephants inside a church?
I don't know.
Two minis parked outside. Yay! Aretha, how do you find Will Smith in a snowstorm?
Follow the fresh prints.
Yay! Come on. Marie says, a man walks into a pet shop and asks for a dozen bees. The assistant counts out 13 bees. And the man says, why do I have an extra one? Assistant says...
No clue.
Oh, it's a freebie.
Freebie!
It's a freebie! Bosh, I'm going to end on this one, and I'm not going to have music because this is the best joke that came in today.
What, from, mine was the best joke, but carry on.
The second best joke was this one.
Okay.
Tom from Southend, different Tom. It's two of you.
It's two of us.
Not scary. Tom from Southend says, it's quite sad.
Okay.
Lost my mate due to heartburn the other day. I'm gutted Gav is gone.
I've heard it before, but it gets me every time.
Whoa! That was quite loud. It was louder than I thought it was going to be.
It was loud.
I thought it was going to be in the background.
Should have done that in your head. Really.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to go, whoa! It would have sounded better, but I did it. Whoa! It's too loud. And they're still singing. Can't believe it's not Butter.
Brilliant.
We used to say that all the time, didn't we? When we played the other BTS song, we'd go, can't believe it's not Butter. It's Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home. It's 10 to 5. The dad jokes have stopped, by the way. I don't know why I'm still
still
doing that mode. Let's talk dinosaurs.
If you have an old kettle...
No, not that dinosaur. Different dinosaur. A chance for you to buy your very own dinosaur.
What do you mean?
If you have a few million pounds to spare and you've got space for it, which you would have if you got a few million pounds to spare, you'll have a big house.
Yeah.
This Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton, standing over 12 feet tall, 38 foot long, is expected to fetch between 4.5 and 7.2 million pounds.
That's a lot.
At an auction next month. Each of the Tyrannosaurus Rexes, or called Trinity, each of Trinity's 293 bones was excavated from two sites in Montana in the US between 2008 and 2013. They've used those little paintbrushes, dusted them all down.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so he looks, I mean, it looks fresh.
Yeah, okay, but he looks fresh, but he's not living. Obviously,
no.
Yeah. So, like, you're
not,
paying...
Not for £7.2 million. You're looking at least £11 million for a living one.
You're paying up to £7.2 million. £2 million for a dead dinosaur. When you analyse it like that.
But it's a dinosaur, though, isn't
it? Yeah.
It's an actual dinosaur. It's a dinosaur in your house. What have you got in your hall? Coat stand? Radiator?
Plant.
Some beautiful wooden flooring. Have you got a dinosaur?
No. I've got a dog that's living.
It's not a dinosaur. A dinosaur? What's that? That's a Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton.
Do you know what I find weird about this job? Tom just looked at me. The song was finishing. He looked at me and he went, 30 seconds, dinosaurs. that's what he done.
Yeah, because we saw the story earlier and we were like, that's amazing.
And I'm just sitting here and you're talking about dinosaurs.
But what was the night at the museum where the dinosaur comes to life? I'm not suggesting, and there's no way, I'm not saying that is what happens, because it might not.
It could though, couldn't it?
£7.2 million, I'd want it to come alive at night.
Yeah,
100%, I want this thing partying and dancing around my house.
Yes, with video footage.
So if you have a few million pounds to spare, that is what you can get.
If I had a few million pounds to spare...
7.2 million yeah, yeah, pounds. Yeah,
if I had that sort of money to spare, yeah. I wouldn't be buying a dead dinosaur. I'd be buying...
a live dinosaur.
Something living, probably. Like...
if you won, like... how much is the lottery, the big Euros? You can win, like, 100 mil, can't you?
Yeah. I'm not spending... No.
I'd have one. 100 million.
Where are you putting it?
In the house that I buy with my 100 million pounds. I go, so you I need a big room for that. And they go, are you putting up, do you need for a swimming pool? And I go, nope. And they go, are you going to have an in-house gym? Nope. Meet Trinity. And then I show them this big dinosaur and they go, obviously, that's where we're going to put it. And I'll get spotlights shining down on it. Maybe some...
shining through it, doing absolutely nothing.
And I'll have... do they breathe fire?
No, because they're dead. No.
But I'll have a fire machine that breathes, like...
that also goes it. Through it.
Yeah. Oh, it looked wicked in my little house.
In your little...
I'm picturing this in Ramsden.
Yeah.
That's where I am. I'm in Ramsden now. And a big Tyrannosaurus skeleton in the backyard.
I don't think you thought it...
Would you rather I bought a nice car?
Yeah,
I can't do that. BB Rexa, Heart Wants What It Wants.
A dinosaur, yeah.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night. Here we go.
Radio Essex.
Right, here we go then. 1 hour left, A to Z of music coming up. We start this hour with Mimi Webb and Lizzo first with Scissor, his special. It's Radio Essex, big drive home midway through the week.
Are listening to
Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Zara Larsson probably will feature in the A to Z of music at some point, I'm imagining.
I reckon so.
Yeah, I think she's going to be in there.
With Zayn.
Yeah, Zayn and Zara Larsson will be the solo ones. I'm pretty convinced. Well, we'll find out. And Ziggy Stardust. Actually, let's not do Zed because we're not on
that. No, let's not do
that. And we're not even on the A to Z of music yet. That is coming up.
I've got a nice idea today.
Go on.
Right, so obviously we're too lazy. I mean, too busy.
Too professional
to end our own show because...
Because your show. No, not because it's your show.
It's your show.
You should get a chance
to
get on
the show.
So we
don't want to end it.
Yeah. Not because we can't be bothered and we don't know what to say.
And we want to be in the car at 2 minutes to six. It's not because of that.
We want you to end the show.
I've got a style today, though.
Okay. So the words you've got to say is Wednesday, complete it, mate.
They're the important words. But, so earlier, if you've only just tuned in and you don't know what I'm talking about, earlier we were doing dad jokes. We were talking jokes, right?
Brilliant.
So, why don't you tell us a joke in a style of a dad joke?
Yeah.
And then say, Wednesday, complete it, mate. So, joke. For example, I'll give you an example from my joke earlier.
Go on, then.
So, what do you call a dog that does magic? A labradoodle. Wednesday completed it, mate.
No, I'm going to add a joke. Oh. I'm going to add a snare in there as well.
What do you call a dog that does magic? A labradoodle. Wednesday completed it, mate.
Okay, so if you're doing that on the... and there's a little bit of instruction now. Think of it as like I'm directing you now. If you do the gag, leave a little gap after you've said the punchline for a... Wednesday completed it, mate. So... bit of direction.
I mean, we're not asking for much.
So it's joke. Oh, I've just lost my mate because of heartburn. I'm gutted. Gavi's gone. Wednesday, completed it, mate. Leave a gap. That's all I'm saying. It saves me a bit of editing.
3 second gap, I reckon it is.
It just saves me a hell of a job.
It's
really, really difficult for me to get that done. So, yeah, joke, gap, Wednesday, completed it, mate. Listen to the end of the show. It will sound amazing. Yeah. It's Radio Essex, Niall Horan and Heaven, new tune, and it's 5:23. Thank you very much for the end of the show shows. Not following instruction, though, some people. Not following direction.
No, I'm disappointed in you.
Some people with no gaps in between the joke and the... and then the Wednesday completed, mate. So then it all falls apart with this.
Doctor, I feel like a pair of curtains, mate. Pull yourself together. Wednesday,
No.
Stop, Joel.
There's no gap. Need the gap also, as you pointed out, it sounded a little bit like Ray at the beginning.
Yeah, he should have gone, Doctor.
Doctor.
I mean, it's not far away from it. Where's the Ray song? He's not a million miles away. It sounds very similar to Ray's Doctor Doctor song, which is called Escapism.
It should obviously be called Doctor Doctor. Sleezing and teasing them to see the glass half full. At least it's the part of two
piece that I'm tripping in. And I'm already acting like a bit further on. So you might as well. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi. Yeah. Sniffing who's on the same. I don't want to feel how I did. Here we go. Come on, Sean, your moment to shine.
Doctor, doctor, I feel like I've mercy
on me. Curtains, mate. Yeah, love that. Right. We have got one, though. Jamie and Kira looking good for the winning one tonight. With Dennis and Joe from Basildon in there as well. So we will find out who ends the show tonight. But you have your instructions. It's a dad joke, then a gap to allow the... And then Wednesday
completed it, mate.
Get those in. A-Center Music coming up. Thank you very much for all your end-of-the-show shows. We had Sean from Southend who gave us his joke.
Doctor, doctor, I feel like a pair of curtains, mate. Put yourself together. Wednesday.
But it was no gap.
No gap.
So we said, what we need is that with a gap. Then Dennis and Joe from Basildon just sent this.
Doctor, doctor, Wednesday. Completed it, mate.
Well, they did. No joke, no gap.
Yeah, yeah.
You said doctor, doctor.
Yeah, which wasn't what we asked for.
Not a, doctor, doctor isn't a joke.
No.
But it's the funniest thing we've had. Ewan is funny, but we're not playing it. JJ, play it. Nearly. I think, JJ, this was so good. The gap's perfect. The joke's really good. And the enthusiasm level is high.
You still didn't win.
Jamie and Kira are still in the lead at the moment with their joke. But let's have a listen to JJ. It's not, I'll even do the joke snare in there as well.
Okay.
To show how good the gap timing was on this.
What do you call a donkey with only three legs? A wonky donkey! Wednesday completed it, mate.
I mean it's it's perfect. And I love the, like, what the wonky donkey?
Good enthusiasm. That's what we want. Now, the A to Z of music. He sounded the same age as Joe Kinch as well, and his name's JJ. JoJo. So
JoJo
could have actually been Joe. Harsh. A to Z of music is on. It's the letter
A.
E, and we're looking for, because it's a Wednesday, this is what we're looking for tonight, he says as he tries to find the right button box. No, it's not there. Let me do it myself.
Wednesday, groups.
So, we're looking for groups beginning with the letter E. Any suggestions on the text, 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. We're already in there with Eternal and E17. Good shout. The Eurythmics is an E. Any groups beginning with E, tell us who your favourite is. We'll put them forward to the A to Z of music. And you can grab us on the app as well, and we'll go through those in a sec. Getting loads of the end of the show shows tonight. Thank you so much for these on the voice notes. Amanda P next. Don't forget, we do the joke, the punchline. When the punchline finishes, I hit the joke snare, and then it's a Wednesday completely, mate, so the gap's got to be perfect. Let's see how Amanda got on with that.
Doctor, doctor, everyone thinks I'm a liar. I can't believe that. Wednesday completed it, mate.
I just worked out where the punchline was now.
Where?
But it was, I think when, I don't believe that, then it was a... And then I didn't know where the punchline was.
No, you wouldn't do, because doctor, 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 everyone thinks I'm a liar. I can't believe that.
Wednesday completely, mate. I think it's perfect. Right, A to Z of music. We're going to go through the groups, beginning with E that you have selected, and we have two absolute beasts playing. This is going to be a big battle. It's Radio Essex, Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding. New tune is called Miracles.
Wednesday, groups.
Okay, groups beginning with the letter E. Loads and loads, including Eminem, who's not a group.
Not a group.
Craig
Ellie
Wim,
Goulding, not a group.
Elastica, yes. We're in there. Empire of the Sun as well, the dance anthem. That's also in there as well. Craig and Wim, thank you very much. Chloe Louise with the Echo Smith. Jackson 5 from Mayland going for, how about Electric 6? That's very nice. Davros going for one of the tunes. ELO says Steve on the Last Train to London, or he's looking for the song Last Train to London, more likely. Extreme said somebody. Europe's in there as well. Eternal. Eiffel 65, who I think, I mean, this should be in there's best group beginning with E. Evanescence in there as well. But we have two out and out winners. The most requested two tonight, beginning with E, are. Not E R. E. R.
Yes.
En Vogue.
Brilliant.
What a tune. En Vogue doesn't begin with N. Scott tried to pick that up.
It's not an N, it's an EN.
En Vogue, just put En Vogue in your message box. En Vogue or Vogue, we'll know what you're talking about. If you want to hear that song before the end of the show and put them into the final for tomorrow, or
E17.
This works.
It does, it does.
E17, if you want to hear E17 before the end of the show tonight and get them forward to best group beginning with E for the A to Z of music, you can get your E17 votes in. Just put East or 17 into your message box. And you can use the app as well. We'll play the winning song just before 6 tonight. Woo! 6 and Star Walk into 1 minutes to 6. Bit of rain around this evening through the night down to 5 tomorrow. Should die out pretty quickly. Leaving a dry, sunny day. 13 degrees the high tomorrow. What?
Warm.
On the radio tonight, along with the band of Rain, Jojo on the radio.
You all right? Oh, you've done it again. You've done the mic.
Jojo on the radio.
Hey.
How you doing, Jojo?
I'm all right. I recovered after yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you did the three shows in a row thing, didn't you?
Tired? No, I'm all right, actually. I'm all good.
We've been doing jokes on the radio today.
Have you? Is that why I'm coming on next?
yeah. And now we've got more Joe.
There you go. Can I follow that?
We got any more for Joe?
Yeah, I'll give you a joke, Joe, from Louise off of the text. She says,
hi, Louise.
A musician had twin girls. Do you know what they named them?
What?
Anna 1, Anna 2. Did I say magician or musician?
Anna 1, Anna 2.
It's a musician, yeah. Anna 1, Anna 2. And a one.
And a one. And a two. You know that?
You like when you get your headphones on and you sit in and you go, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Turn the bass down. Turn the bass down. Up to the bass. Bass, bass, bass. 1, 2. That's better.
Is that what you do?
Like inside.
You do that before
Insider.
I get
Insider.
Yeah.
And then I put the bass on. Yeah.
I just walk in and go.
You have no bass on your mic.
Yeah, he does.
No, you don't, because your voice is too deep.
My voice is.
No, you haven't got any. Now I sound like a beast and you don't.
Oh, I still sound...
Scott's on line one, everyone.
And,
I'm a geezer, mate.
It's Radio Essex.
You sound really different without the bass on your voice.
This is how he really sounds.
Hello! Hello, it's Preston Scott!
I have some treble back, thank you very much. That's it. Just check on that.
Who's got the bass?
Is that left or... No, it's just face.
It's just in my right ear now.
Hello.
People with smart speakers right now don't know what you're doing.
Left. Yeah, no, they don't.
That's my right ear.
That's your right ear.
That's my right ear.
The wrong way around.
Well, it's. But the wire is on the left.
He has.
The wire should be on the left.
I think it's the wrong way around.
No. Yes. You've got your headphones on the wrong way around.
Is that the left ear?
Do you always do that?
Yeah, is that the left ear?
That's the left ear.
Yes. Oh, what, you call yourself a DJ?
Well, I've just got my headphones on the wrong way around.
Sorry, do you always do them that way?
Yeah. Hang on.
It says...
No, you're wrong.
Left.
No.
Yeah, it does.
Oh,
I've got them on the wrong way around.
I've got them on the right way around.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's killed too
many. There's a revelation.
What's coming up on the show tonight? It doesn't matter. Why does it matter?
When you're saying I'm in the left and actually you're in the right.
I don't do that very often, probably once a day.
Yeah, you do that a lot. Oh, Lord, down here in the footwell, you do
I'm
it.
Down here now by the glove compartment.
Is that your right ear?
Now down to the accelerator pedal.
It's my right ear.
Yeah, no, I did it.
And everyone in the car, that's their right speaker.
Yeah.
So the driver hears you, but the passenger doesn't.
Yeah.
But you've got it in the left.
At the moment, I don't think anyone wants to hear it. I think they're listening to Heart now.
No, I've got Katie Baser joining me on the show tonight.
Okay.
Because she was meant to join me last week, but obviously I was off.
Close personal friend of mine. I've interviewed her once.
Yeah.
Talked about the co-op.
Yeah.
Did you talk about the co-op?
I did, yeah. I did mention the co-op, actually.
Yeah, she used to work in a co-op.
Yeah, no, I know.
And then...
Because you've mentioned...
Now she's got a song with Sigala.
Now she's making hit records.
From the co-op?
No, I think she's left the co-op now.
Has she?
Yeah.
She's doing well.
She's doing, yeah.
She works at Waitrose now.
She's working.
She's in Harrods.
She started off making bread in the bakery. Now she's making the hits.
In the...
Now she's actually making. Factory. Now she's actually making the bread.
Oh, so. That was better.
There you go.
You got any jokes for us, Joe?
Knock.
That's a no. I think that's a no.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor, Doctor Who.
Doctor, Doctor.
Doctor Who. Oh, yeah.
You just said it.
Oh, dude, yeah, you just said it.
That's not just going to get out.
But it was an knock. Excuse to say, Doctor.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Eileen.
Eileen who?
Eileen to one side.
Hey. Oh, you can have some bass.
To the left or the right?
To the left, to the left. Like Beyonce.
Ryan says you were just proper buzzing me out as you were coming through one side of my car, then the other. P.S. I'm not driving while sending this.
We don't believe you.
I do. Why would you wouldn't do that?
Might have the old Siri in the car, you know?
Or might have pulled over. What's coming up on the big show tonight?
Katie Baser.
Is that it? You're on for 4 hours.
Long interview,
how,
mate.
How long's the interview?
How can you? How many times can you talk about co-op?
She's joining me on the 8 o'clock hour, so that's the 8 o'clock
hour. That's 1 hour. Yep. You got what about the other
Hot
three?
Hot 7 at 7.
That's,
at seven.
What, that's 2 hours.
Got a brand new record of the week.
Yeah.
And nothing happens after 9.
No, we don't talk about that. And 6 o'clock, keeping the roads moving, all the big names.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
What time's it on?
Well, at this rate, about 7.
You are 1 minute and 37 seconds over. I do apologise for that.
Stevie's going to be sat in the newsroom in a minute like...
It's 8 minutes past 6. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. What's the winning song today on the title, the A to Z of music, not the title fight?
Well, I was a little bit surprised, but I think they've gone song en vogue as one.
This is a tune, though.
It's a really good song.
En Vogue going through, and the final tomorrow on the A to Z of music for the letter E. Have a lovely evening. We'll see you tomorrow from 3. Ta-da.
Bye.
Jamie and Kira ending the show next.
What did the triangle say to the circle?
You're pointless.
Wednesday completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.